Somehow, against the odds, yet another Friday rolls around. Hi, everybody. Glad you tuned in. Welcome. You're listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. Heidi Morales Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, here as well, as is virtually always the case. Hey, babe.
I'm here.
All right. And being Friday, oh, thank goodness for that. We
double happy hour.
Right. We can, 5 o'clock. It's too perfect. We have been, of course, on Fridays we call the show How Music Changed, just as a switch up from the normal American Hit Radio thing. Started a long time ago when we had picked 250 topics that we figured we had to cover these in depth and we could have a lot of fun with a real genuine like music history program. Now, when we started it, we didn't realize just how in-depth we meant. But boy.
I sure didn't know.
Even I didn't. I know that I can be like the type of guy that goes deep, but I decided there's no holds barred on this. You know, if it requires 50 shows, so be it. And 34 weeks ago, we started our coverage of the Kinks, a sleeper band that I admittedly will say I didn't even really know all that well as I was growing up. I was a very late arriver to the band. But when I finally began to get into their catalog, I loved them. And I realized that doing a series of shows on the Kinks would be incredibly interesting because of all of the changes in their career. And as if you've been following this series at all for the past 34 weeks, today is show number 34, for example. But if you've been following them, you would see how all of these, the variety of music that came from the band is astounding. And the quality of music is equally astounding. But I knew this. I knew that even though you'd hit a couple of periods, like when we hit like the theme albums, like in the mid-70s and stuff, I knew that they were going to be weird. But I knew that when we got really deep into it, we were going to hit the early 80s. And this particular album was on my mind.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we get to this one. This is one of your favorites of all time, isn't it?
I don't know.
1982. The 18th studio album, depending on how you count it. That's how far we've come by the band, released in August of 1981, called Give the People What They Want.
Yeah.
I know you love this. I mean, that was just it. You go through this whole crazy series, and the band goes through all of these crazy permutations and changes, and yet they come out always sounding exactly like themselves with slightly stylistic, changes to keep them contemporary, of course, but they still always sound exactly like the Kinks. Now, in 1982, what makes it really interesting is that the band came to the realization that they ignored for the entirety of their career up until this point. For reasons both financial and artistic, perhaps it would not be only acceptable, but maybe even wise that the band might want to play to their audience a little bit. It never occurred to them. It's rather unbelievable. They always wanted to play at them. I didn't think they were trying to educate us, give us something that we didn't necessarily know otherwise. But the lessons learned by the success of their previous studio album, Low Budget, and then the live album that came after that was the immediate predecessor to this album, was that financial success did not necessarily mean artistic compromise. So the band managed to walk a line here that served both purposes. Never in their career did they do it better than on this album that quite literally announced its own intentions in the title.
Exactly.
Right? What might superficially seem to be a compromise in integrity is actually one of the most honest Kinks albums ever made and also one of their best. Entitled Give the People What They Want, here is the rather awesome opening track about tuning into your favorite radio station and noticing that the DJ is no longer on the air. That's a weird feeling. Hope it never happens to my listeners and me. It's called Around the Dial.
Become a hero in the Muslim world.
around the dial.
Are you searching
around the dial? FM, AM, where are you? You gotta be out there somewhere on the dial. Where did you go, Mr. DJ?
Or did they take you off the air?
Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, you never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around. Was it something that you heard or something that you saw that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control? Did you step out of line? If you're there, give us a sign. I can't believe that you've been taken off the air. Think of some on my radio now that you're not there. You never get into fashion. You never follow that trend. All the record bosses trying to hype you up, but you were honest to the end. Gonna keep my radio on till I know just what went wrong. The answer's out there somewhere on the dial. On the dial. Can you hear me?
Around the dial.
Are you listening?
Around the dial.
Are you out there?
And rape.
Give them lots of violence, plenty to hate.
Give the people what they want. Give the people.
Monster guitars.
Both of those tracks are just so great, you know, strong. Around the Dial, I just think is just such an amazingly clever song. It just takes me right back.
That's why Nirma should do this for Bunker Fest.
Well, it's a great album. It truly is a great album. It's got that punk energy. Just at
I
the time when it needed
Stank
it.
I got met by Stankface.
What, for suggesting it?
Yes.
Wow, it's a great album. But I mean, why everybody okay. loves it. I well, maybe not. Everybody should. I guess the way I feel about it is summed up in the first song, because around this time I was coming back to rock and roll radio in a really big way, right on the heels of like the reintroduction of like what punk basically, how it reinvigorated rock and roll, was pretty awesome. And there was a New York station, a very popular WNEW, that I would listen to religiously. And I still remember like the DJs day after day. Dave Herman in the morning, Pete Fornatale from 10 to 2, Scott Muni came in from 2 to 6, and it more or less defined...
You still have it memorized.
Oh, of course. You know, it defined my day. And there was like some other DJs who I just like basically were in love with. There was a female DJ who I thought was like the most clever and intelligent, and she was kind of young. I know she came from PAX, and I'm trying to remember her name, and I can't remember. She ended up with FUV for a while, too. But I was like, I loved her. I thought she was brilliant. And she would vanish from the station that I was listening to, ultimately to appear somewhere else. But she was my Around the Dial girl. Like, oh my God, one of our DJs is missing. Are you out there? I got to find you somewhere on the dial. And sure enough, she'd pop up. So that was basically, you know, pretty awesome memory. And that song really conveyed it for me. Well, I want to get as much of this album as possible. I mean, maybe I definitely want to get the whole album in if possible. In this show. So let's play a couple more back to back. Another song that I can't say that it was inspired by the death of John Lennon, but I just can't sometimes think, you know, what is or isn't a coincidence, but this is called Killer's Eyes.
I see something hoping you. So much despair. As I look in your eyes, I wonder what thoughts linger there. Life means nothing to you, at least that's what they say. But it doesn't mean that you have the right to take life away. How are we to know what was going on inside your mind? You never let it show. What was going on behind those killer's eyes? Killer's eyes. We've seen your picture in the paper. Your little sister's pinned it on the wall. Say you were a poor boy, you know that life can be cruel. Hate built up from childhood, your world was a slum. But you haven't got the right to blow it to kingdom come. How could we know what it was like inside a killer's mind?
mission. We all go through hell in some kind of way. Can you tell me what it's like to be there every day? When you were young, you had a vision. Why'd you go and do a thing like that? And now we see you on the television. Imagine our surprise when we saw you on the news. And the brothers came around and asked for an interview. I see so little hope in you, so much despair. As I look in your eyes, I wonder what was lingered there. Life means nothing to you. That's what they say, but it doesn't mean that you have the right to clap away. When you were just a child, you cried the way that other children cry. But how are we to know these children felt was from a hillside? I see so little hope in you, so much despair. As I look in your eyes, I wonder what thoughts linger there. Life means nothing to you, at least that's what they say. But it doesn't mean that you have the right to take life away. Those killer's eyes, I see the whites of your eyes.
Yeah.
predictable.
Although it wasn't predictable was the consistency of this album, because it was like, it was for me, it was such a surprise, because like I said, I it was around this point in time that I became a Kinks fanatic.
Kids were digging it.
This album just basically drew me in. I'm like, oh, there's like so many great songs on this that, that were getting airplay. That song was actually...
I was surprised by the hit, frankly, because I just think there's so many other better rockers on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are some great rockers. Well, that song, by the way, was released as a single in Great Britain. And, you know, guess what? It didn't do anything. But it's unbelievable. But, you know, it was a great, you know, a great single.
The British were apathetic about the Kinks.
They're so sad. By the way, could you discern who was singing background on that track?
No, who was that?
It's Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, this is around, obviously, this is the time period where Dave and Chrissy were starting to date and started their relationship and were a thing. And she actually came into the studio. They were recording it in London. And she came in and sang backup on a couple of tracks. So if you were listening carefully, you might be able to hear her voice. She's got a pretty distinctive voice. So you kind of, you know, it kind of comes through on that, on the predictable part. In fact, she's also on this next track. So we'll play one more to end what would have been side one. And if you listen close, you might hear Chrissy Hynde singing backup on this track called Add It Up.
I love that song.
Kink's new wave tune.
Yeah, Gucci, 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 Cartier.
Cartier. Yeah, that's Chrissy Hynde.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how he's singing all those lines. You're listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. If you're tuned in for the first time, great. Welcome. I'm glad you found us. Chances are, though, you've heard us before. We've been doing this for quite a while here. Heidi and I are here every Wednesday and Friday from 5 until 6. Wednesdays, doing our normal American Hit Radio thing. On Fridays, we do our not quite as normal How Music Changed thing, where we go really deep on specific artists and topics. Good number of them in the past. If you want to check some of our shows out, you can go to our website and listen to any of them whenever you wish. Go
They're archived there.
Boy, are they archived there. There's so many. AmericanHitNetwork.com. I mean, this is show number 34, as I had mentioned earlier, in our series dedicated to the Kinks. So the other 33 shows are all there. You could spend, in other words, a full day and a half right now, basically just catching up on your Kinks history by listening to that series of shows. If, however, you know, you dig, say, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, to speak, I think of other English bands, we've done those as well, and we've covered them with, like,
in depth.
Huge, quite in depth, 50-plus hours. Motown, the same thing. James Brown, Marvin Gaye. We've covered record labels also. So go there. You check it out. You can see it all on our website, AmericanHitNetwork.com. And you can just find the show that you're interested in and check it out. Meanwhile, this show is all about give the people what they want.
I've been insisting on that for a long time.
What is that? This album?
Giving people what they want.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I know.
They just don't know they want it.
Right. Exactly. We're not always that successful. We know better than we know better than our listening audience.
There you go.
That's exactly what the problem was with the Kinks, though. They always did seem to know better than their own audience.
They're so smart.
Because they were so clever and their albums were so good. But here they basically, the roads converged on this album, in my opinion.
The road rose up to meet them.
Right. Well, like I said, this is the 18th studio album by the Kinks. When it came out in August of 1981. And let's pick up with side two, a song that was also one of the singles from the album here in America, released in September, about a month after the album. It's called Destroyer.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me. But I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a red under my bed. And there's a little yellow man in my head. And there's a true blue inside of me that keeps stopping me, touching you, wanting you, loving you. Paranoia, the destroyer.
doctor, doctor, help me, please. I know you'll understand. There's a time device inside of me. I'm a self-destructive man. There's a rat under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. And said you're not going crazy, you're just a bit sad, 'cause there's a man in you, gnawing you, tearing you into two. Set it by you.
Don't give up the danger in case it all goes wrong.
we're going to just write out the words of the song.
This last one?
Yeah.
Yo-Yo?
Just write them out on a piece of paper. Don't tell me, you know, who it is or play the music. It would be pretty easy to guess that it was Ray Davies who was the writer of the song. I mean, he has this thing about, like, he's so obsessed with middle class and he loves to critique it from so many sides. And that's what he's doing there. I mean, this whole idea about having different lives, different personalities, one for the office,
one
you go home
to your wife.
Right. It's just basically, it's an attack on middle class values or on that way of life. And, you know, yet Ray felt like
double standards.
Yeah. But I mean, he felt like he was such a part of it. It's almost like basically making fun of what you feel you are in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
While he's being judgmental, you also get this slight sense of the sense of self-awareness that I'm not that far from this myself. I'm not.
I sometimes think that maybe he considered his what he did as a performer to be his office, and what he brought home to the family was a different man.
Right, very much. I'm saying so. I definitely feel that he related to the song in a personal way. So that's Yo-Yo. Before that, we heard Destroyer, which is really odd because he steals one of his own riffs. The song is basically All Day and All the Night.
Right. And he references Lola.
Brings Lola back into the story, right? Exactly. So it's as Kinksian as it gets, that song.
Kinksian, I like that.
We're playing our way through Give the People What They Want. We're getting deep into it at this point. So let's play the next track. This is called Back to Front.
We'll be right back.
There you go.
Right.
I wasn't listening.
Definitely, this is by far the hardest Kinks album up until this point.
The hardest rocking.
Yeah, hardest rocking. But yes, it's just so easy to listen to and so fun. That was called Back to Front. Now, this next track, I think it's got to be one of the creepiest things that Ray Davies has ever written, by far, actually.
Oh, it's a great song, though.
It's also maybe one of my favorite songs that he's ever written. I love every second of it. It cracks me up, as creepy as it is. It's awesome. And if you listen close also on both of these songs, you might hear Chrissy Hynde contributing to the background vocals on both of these upcoming tracks. The first one, though, that crazy, creepy number that I just can't help but love, called Art Lover.
Sunday afternoon, there's something special. It's just like another world. Jogging in the park is my excuse to look at all the little girls. I'm not a flasher in a raincoat. I'm not a dirty old man. I'm not gonna snatch you from your mother. I'm an art lover. Come to daddy. Oh, come to daddy. Come to daddy. Pretty little legs, I want to draw them like a Degas ballerina. Pure white skin, like porcelain. She's a work of art, and I should know. I'm an art lover. Come to daddy. And I'll give you some spangles. Little girl, don't notice me, watching as she innocently plays. She can't see me staring at her, because I'm always wearing shades. She feeds the ducks, looks at the flowers. I follow her around for hours and hours. I'd take her home, but that can never be. She's just a substitute for what's been taken from me. Oh, come to daddy, come on. Sunday afternoon can't last forever. Wish I could take you home. So, come on, give us a smile before you vanish out of view. I've learned to appreciate you the way art lovers do. And I only want to look at you. Don't complain, you're too scared. scared to speak. Anyway, it only really hurts you when you laugh and when you eat. But you can't break the pattern week after week. The bruises show, but he must be special, otherwise you just get up and go. Side of your head. Is it from his fist, or did you really fall out of bed? Huh, it's so uncouth. Excuse me, is this your tooth? Why do you stay? No one knows. Do you really love him, or are you too scared to go? You're always nervous and on the edge of tears. You cry alone, but you'll never tell us what it's like when you get back.
Brings us to a conclusion. That track was called A Little Bit of Abuse. This next song, though, this is amazing because this song marks the first time that the Kinks appeared on the UK charts since 1972. Not by much. It was number 42 hit in the UK, which is not a big deal at all. But it's better than nothing after 10 years of total absence. It was inspired by a divorce, and it might be the most empathetic and beautiful breakup song that was ever written. I will never stop loving this song. With the time that we've got left, we'll follow it up with its B-side in Great Britain called Massive Reductions. Bit of a rare track, but we close the album with this beautiful song. Here's Better Things. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Wishing you the blue.
something better comes tomorrow.